alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're recording. What did you say again? What's the problem with the Arab lords with La ilaha illallah?
It means to like believe in one God. And if the Arab lords have to believe in one God, then they will lose their power.
That's right. They will lose their power. Okay? So they had a problem with La ilaha illallah. They wanted to be treated like what? The Arab lords wanted to be treated like what?
God.
Like God on earth. Right. And they had a problem with La ilaha illallah because La ilaha illallah comes with a package. La ilaha illallah comes with what? A package.
Muslim.
Exactly. This package, okay, is not, they have a conflict of interest. They have a conflict of interest with this package, which is the package of La ilaha illallah. Alright? Okay. Al-Malik. What's the meaning of al-Malik? Allah huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-Malik. What's the meaning of al-Malik? The king. Yeah, the king. Not only the king, but also he is the one that owns and rules. He is the one that owns and rules. Give me an example of a king or a queen Give me an example of a king or a queen that doesn't rule. They own but not rule.
The Queen of England.
The Queen of England. Now, who runs England?
The Queen.
Who runs Britain?
Me?
No, who? The Prime Minister.
Oh, the Prime Minister.
So, now the Queen, Queen Elizabeth, does not rule.
She owns.
She owns. In other words, she just owns. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not this kind of king. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king who owns and rules. Now, if...
He's a king.
Al-Malik. 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 Al-Malik.
The king
God. No, he is a king. The king. Allah is the king, not king. The king. Right? Means, when you say the king, it means the only king.
The king.
Okay. Now, Allah is not Jabbar, He's Al-Jabbar. Al-Jabbar.
That's my last name. Wait, what does Jabbar mean?
Mighty.
Oh, Almighty.
Or Almighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not high, He is the high. That means Alif Lam. So, can I call somebody Kareem? Can I call my kid Kareem?
No.
Yes.
You
can't call him Al-Kareem. That's right. Good job. So Al-Kareem is no, Kareem yes. Because who is Al-Kareem? When you are specific, the one Kareem and the only
Allah.
Kareem is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's right. So he owns a rule, not like Queen Elizabeth. Not like Queen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth rules, owns, but not rule. Okay. Now, when you own something, what's the difference between you owning something and Allah owns something? When you own something, can you lose it?
Yeah, because we only own something in this world.
But even in this world, you can lose it, right?
Yes.
You can own an apple and you lose it. You can own
a bicycle
and lose it. You can own a car and lose it, right?
You can own
You can own a car and wreck it. Like, right? You can own a car and wreck it. So, like, you ruin the car. You can own food and get rotten. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
So basically your ownership is not strong ownership. Allah's ownership means that whatever he owns, will not be lost
ever.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not destroy this thing unless He wills. It's not like you wreck the car without your choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does it because He wants to do it. Okay? And Allah, when Allah owns something directly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not let it get rotten unless He wants to, for whatever reason. So we own, which is gets wrecked, stolen, lost, spoiled. Okay? This is about the things we own. Yeah, go ahead.
This is really off of topic, but like, is it haram to celebrate your birthday?
Your birthday?
Yeah. Like,
no.
It's not?
I'm recording, so you can go with it. It's not a big deal. Like, you bring a cake and you bring family and friends and celebrate your birthday. This is okay. Okay? There's nothing haram about it.
My grandma said
today's
Zane's
birthday.
Hmm?
He turned 21.
What?
Who's Zane?
What did you say?
Zane turned 21.
So okay. Now let's go back to the subject. So now this is the difference between the ownership of Allah and the control. Allah has full control on what He owns. Allah has full control of what He owns. Full control. He can blast it. He can make it better. Full control. Just whatever He wants. Because He brings things from nothing. He creates things from nothing. And whatever He owns, He has full control.
He can like destroy it or make it better.
Control. So it's full control. Okay. Now, the next name after Al-Malik is Al-Quddus. Al-Quddus. Stop it. Name Al-Quddus. Why don't... Is it a problem to focus just for a few minutes? Learn something. What is the name Al-Quddus? Al-Quddus means what?
It means, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean, Sabrina?
I'm not sure.
Anybody knows the name Al-Quddus? Al-Quddus? I'm sorry?
Is it a name of Allah?
Yes, one of the names of Allah. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس. الملك القدوس. So, what is Al-Quddus?
God, I know this guy named
Qadus. Qadus means the purity.
Purified.
The purity. The purity. Okay. Means Allah does not, Allah Himself is the purity. Allah is not pure. No, He Himself is the purity. And He does not accept anything
less than purity.
And anything that is pure is closer to Him. Like this. If you want to get closer to Allah, if this is Allah, the purity. If this is Allah, which is have infinite purity. So Allah has infinite purity, right? Who He has? You know, the highest level of purity you can ever think of. He's pure, pure, pure. I mean, highest level of purity. He is the purity itself in its form. So, Allah has infinity purity. So, if this is the purity of Allah, if you have any kind of dirt in you, or evil, or sins, that will distance you away from Allah. So.
Is it shaitan that?
And then makes you close to shaitan. Shaitan has zero purity. No purity at all. Shaitan is solid evil. Solid evil. Like 100% evil. Allah is infinite pure. Okay? So if you become more pure, where do you go?
To Allah.
Towards Allah. And if you are less pure. Yes. So every lie will take you away from Allah. Every act of cheating will take you away from Allah. Every act of injustice will take you away from Allah. Why? Because He is the pure and He pushes away. He pushes away anything which is not pure. Now,
question.
Go ahead.
What is that supposed to say?
Shaitan?
Oh, I think it's S-H-A-Y.
I don't know. Spell it. Spell it whatever you want. Say that. Okay?
Satan.
Oh.
Isn't this
the one on
a Y?
Shut up.
No, that's the way to say it, like, in English.
Okay? So, the Satan. Alright. So, if we now draw the purity, scale of purity. If we draw scale of purity here. On the top is infinite is Allah. Okay? And then we have 100% pure. 100% pure is what? Is the range between here and here, this range, is our angels. This range is our angels. So, between 100% and infinity, this range
is angels.
For angels. So, the angels are 100% pure or more. Or more. Okay? 100% pure or more. So, that is angels. Angels don't go beyond, below 100%. Now, the more they purify themselves, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that they said, وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. Allah said, the angels said to Allah, we are نُقَدِّس لَكَ. We are doing taqdis for you. So what is taqdis? We're purifying themselves. Ourselves. When you purify yourself, you automatically get closer and closer to the purity, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the range of angels.
Anybody get to
angels.
What about humans?
Yeah. Humans, this is 0%. This is 100%. Humans fall, and then shaitan is negative. Negative 100%. Satan, nobody is infinity in anything other than Allah. You can't say shaitan is infinite.
Negative.
Is infinite. No, that's not true. Nobody is infinite in anything except Allah. And He will not allow anybody to be infinite, even in evil. He won't let it happen. Huh? Taha. Arfan. Your first name. Saliha? Okay.
What's your name?
Okay. So the So from 100% to negative 100% are humans. So those guys are good humans, and those are bad humans. Bad humans, good humans, and bad humans. All right, in this way.
Can you get to 100% though? Like,
good humans can get 100%. Like, we're not good
humans. Humans, when they go up, they're not doing taqdis. For humans, this process is called, when they go up, this process is called tazkiyah.
But for real, like, they can go up to, like, 100?
This is called tazkiyah.
Good.
Tazkiyah means cleaning. Cleaning. So humans, when they want to go up, they do cleaning. That's clear. They don't do taqdis. Who does taqdis? Angels, when they go up, they do taqdis. So the purification process is for humans or angels?
Angels.
Because angels are already 100% clean. 100% clean. And they want to go above, beyond and above, to trying to get closer and closer to Allah. Yes?
Where do the angels go after the day of
their death? The day they stay angels. They stay, live as angels, as they were.
Oh.
You got it? So this process is called tazkiyah, which is cleaning, with for the human. Okay, when we say, now why can't we do taqdis?
Because we're not inhumans.
Yes, we that's not possible. When you reach 100%,
that's
perfect,
awesome.
You say this is perfect to human.
That's enough.
Okay, thank you. That's it. You can't go beyond that. This is the perfect human.
Perfection.
Yes, that's the perfect human. Now the Prophet ﷺ said, among men, many men have achieved the level of being complete or perfect. But there are four women that achieved the level of perfection. Who are they?
Khadija
radiallahu anha. Fatima radiallahu anha. Huh? Yes, the wife of the Pharaoh Asiya. And what's the fourth? Huh? You're smart. Good. What's the fourth?
Maryam.
Masha'Allah. Masha'Allah. So, these are the four women who achieved purity, perfection. 100% perfection. What is it again now?
Okay.
All right. So, humans, how do you perform tazkiyah as a human? How do you achieve tazkiyah? Cleaning. Because we do have dirt and we need to clean it. The dirt is, or the temptations.
The
temptations. Evil temptations. You want to clean yourself. Cleaning means clean
temptations.
Yourself.
Temptations are like
from evil temptations. Clean yourself from evil temptations. Clean yourself from evil temptations. Alright? Now, the more you control your temptations, the more clean you get. If you were selfish, greedy, mean, nasty, okay, person, then you're down there near the shaitan is. You're arrogant, have an ego, egocentric. All these, you're mean. All these things go towards shaitan. So, here, so we say, this is Tazkiya. Now, this decline is, the decline going down is, what is it called? In Surah Al-Shams. Dassa. Which is allow yourself to get corrupt. Allow yourself to be corrupt. Got it? You understand now the name of Quddus? Now, Allah created us to get closer to Him. Allah created us to get closer to Him. Why does Allah want us to get closer to Him?
Oh,
she's not.
Huh? Oh, someone else.
To get closer to Allah, you need to know Allah. To get closer to Allah, you need to what? Know Allah. When you know Allah, you get closer to Him. Now, why is it we are created to get closer to Allah? Now, why is that? Why is it Allah? For what reason Allah is asking us to get closer to Him? Yes. What's the reason? Yes. You achieve happiness by knowing Allah. And Allah does things and give names to Allah give names. Allah give names to Himself so that we know Him and we get closer to Him, getting to know Allah. This is why the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah has 99 names. The ones who know these 99 names, go to Jannah. 99 names. If you know the 99 names of Allah, go to Jannah. Okay, now knowing them means not memorizing them. Knowing them is just like practicing them. Just like you know and you do, you follow your knowledge. Okay? So you do act on your knowledge. Okay? So when we get closer to Allah, we benefit. Allah is so kind. He wants us to go to Jannah. He's looking for reasons to send us to Jannah. Okay? He's looking for reasons to send us to Jannah.
Because He loves us.
Because He is so kind. He's so kind. He loves only the good people. He's so kind. So He wants you to go to Jannah. And the way to go to Jannah is by getting, knowing Him and getting closer to Him. The closer you get, the more you go to Jannah. Got it? And this is how Allah... What did you say? What did you say? Sabrina?
I'm not sorry. I'm Saliha.
Saliha, what did you say?
I said I thought you were wearing a hairnet.
What?
She said she thought she was wearing a hairnet. She said she thought she was wearing a hairnet.
Okay, you're done?
Yeah.
Can you pay attention now? Allah does things to get us to know Him. Like what? Like... No. Life events to remember Him. Like, for example, if Allah wants you to hear your voice praying to Him and making dua to Him, and make dua to him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes something, makes you run through a hardship. What happens when you run through a hardship? What happens? You say, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, please help me.
You ask
Ya Allah. You ask Allah. You remember Allah and you ask Allah, right? So Allah comes back to your circle of focus. So when you get sick, you say, Ya Allah, give me health. You know, let me get out of this, let me get out of this sickness. Okay? When you, that's why Allah gives you problems, so that you remember Him and ask Him and pray for Him. Okay? So, now also it is a punishment, so that you pay for your mistakes here, so you don't pay for them in the Day of Judgment. Not only that, but if I have a child, and I spoil that child by giving him whatever he or she wants, okay, and don't punish them for mistakes, then what is going to happen to this child?
Spoiled
brat, and he's going to become a bad guy. He's going to grow up to be a bad guy. So the father, when he punishes, the father and the mother, the parents, when they punish their child, it's out of love or out of hate?
Hate.
Love.
Out of love. Why is that?
Because they care.
Yeah, because if they don't punish, if they don't punish, okay, then the boy or the girl, the child will not stop. Will keep going down, sliding down. Sliding down away from Allah. Down there. Okay? Sliding down. So when they stop you, when they punish you, they stop you. So this is how Allah also works. Like the same strategy that Allah applies, which is that when you make a mistake, Allah will punish you so that you can stop yourself from making mistakes. Okay? So these are another example. You might be, raise your left hand. You might be, raise your left hand. You might be driving your car in the freeway, and you're about to make an accident, and the very last minute you do, okay, and then Allah saves you. What do you say? Alhamdulillah. So what's the first thing you say? Alhamdulillah. You got it? Right? Isn't that true? Okay. Now, what have you done here? You remembered Allah. So Allah knows, Allah doesn't want you to be hurt in this car accident. But Allah brought this, makes this happen to you. Brought this thing to happen to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought this thing to happen to you so that you remember Him. You remember Him. When there's a drought, Allah brings you the drought so that you can what?
Water your plants.
No, so that can you remember Him and ask Him for rain. Ask Him for rain. Okay? Now Allah, okay? So now Allah is giving you events that make you like closer to Him. Think of this life like a piece of chocolate. The piece of a chocolate, Allah uses this piece of a chocolate, okay, to basically to get you closer to Him. Think of this life this way. It's like, okay, you're away from Him, okay? So he uses the chocolate to say, hey, come, make dua for me and come closer, okay? If you're in a crisis, you make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make dua for Allah subhanahu to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you get like the closer because you want this piece of the chocolate, which is Jannah. So that we have the carrots and the stick. Allah uses the approach carrots and
stick.
Stick. All right. So now, what else? Other things that you can think of that Allah does to make us get closer to Him. Let me remind you of a story. Do you remember when Allah brought Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to heaven? Okay, brought him to heaven to give him to assign salah to him, right? Do you remember this event? He is in Mi'raj. Do you remember studying about this event? I wasn't there either. Wallah, do you know the story? What happened?
Oh, when he traveled on boots.
Yes.
When traveled on
boots. I'm talking about when he met Allah, and Allah gave him, Allah told him, Muslims pray 50 times a day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's when he told them to make it shorter and shorter.
Yes. So he took the orders, and then while he was descending down, he passed by one of the heavens. I don't know if it's the...
one of them?
Yeah, the fifth, the sixth, the fourth, the third. And one of them, Prophet Musa, was there. So Prophet Musa asked him, how many rak'ahs Allah has imposed on you? Allah has obligated you. So Prophet Musa said, Prophet Muhammad said 50, how many prayers? Prophet Muhammad said 50 prayers, right? So Prophet Musa said, no, hold on. 50 prayers mean your people cannot handle 50 prayers. They will not be able to do it. Just imagine us have to pray 50 prayers a day. It's just like a prayer every half an hour. This is a lot. Our nature, we cannot handle 50 prayers. So he said, go back to Allah and ask Him for reduction. So here we go. He goes down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, and asks Him for reduction. Allah said, okay, 30 prayers. So now the Prophet Muhammad goes down. He met Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa asked him, how many prayers did Allah prescribe on you? Then he says, how many? You talk, you raise your both your hands the next time. You talk, you raise your both hands. Don't talk. So Prophet Musa told him, go back and ask for reduction. Your people are not going to be able to handle it. So he goes, asks for reduction. And then Allah said, it's, I think, 10 or 20, something like that. So he comes back and Prophet Musa asked him, how many? He said, 10 or 20, I don't remember. So he said, that's too much. Go ask Allah for a reduction. So Prophet Muhammad went back. So Allah said, 5 prayers, and the ones that will do the 5 prayers will get the reward of the
50.
You got it? So he said, okay, 5 prayers, but if you pray the 5 prayers, you get the reward of the 50 prayers. Now let me ask you a question, and I want you to think deeply, unless you're a shallow person. Why did Allah do that? Why didn't He just tell him from the beginning, 5 prayers? Why Allah planned it this way? Go ahead.
Because Allah wanted Prophet Muhammad to keep on asking him.
He wants what?
Like, what's that word? Like, kindness?
Yes.
Generosity?
How?
Giving a reduction.
Yes.
He knew that he would keep on asking him.
Yes, but Allah could have made it 5 from the beginning. The reason He didn't do that is because He wants us to recognize His kindness. Okay? That's right. You get the right answer. Because if He did say 5 from the beginning, we will not know that Allah, we will not have an example of how Allah's kind with us. But now we know that, we say, yes, Allah is kind to us. When Allah gets you through a disaster and He gets you out of it, when you get out of it, you will feel that Allah is kind because He got you out of this disaster and He got you out of this problem. Right? Okay. So getting to know Allah. There's another story where Allah did so that we get to know him. And when Allah created earth, he wanted to create the human. So how did he made that? He made it happen in such a unique way. He picked up an angel and he said, can you go, or actually he said, who can go to earth, cut pieces of the earth, cut pieces cut pieces of the earth from every clay. So you cut a piece from the white clay, from the whatever, white soil, dark soil, red soil, black soil. Yes, Allah wants, you know, we are created from earth. So Allah wanted to fashion Adam from, Adam wasn't born, Adam was fashioned from clay by Allah. So Allah wanted to fashion Adam, and Allah wanted to put in Adam the DNA of different kinds of soil, because Adam would have children that are white, that are black, that are blonde. That he would have all kinds of children, Chinese, and, okay? All kinds of problems, all kinds of children, all kinds of people, all kinds of people. So he asked an angel, this angel went down to earth, and before arriving to earth, the earth got scared. So the earth prayed to Allah and said, Ya Allah, I seek your protection against this angel. Angel A, for example. Or Angel 1. So Angel 1 makes a U-turn, goes back to Allah and says, Ya Allah, I tried to do this and the earth seeked your protection from me. So I could not attack it. When the earth said that, I could not do it. So Allah said, okay, who can do it? So another angel said, I do it. And the angel traveled towards earth, same thing happened. 3-4 angels, right, approximately, and same thing happens. Then Allah chooses the angel of death. Allah chooses who? Angel of death. The angel of death traveled towards earth. And then when he is about to arrive to earth, the earth did the same thing. I seek Allah's protection against the angel of death. Or against this angel. At that point, he wasn't the angel of death yet. So the angel of death, guess what he did? He said, well, you seek Allah's protection. Allah ordered me to bring pieces from you. And I will. And he started cutting pieces from earth. And there's, ouch! Ouch! You know? Just kidding, ouch. The ouch part is kidding. So he cut the pieces from the earth. He didn't care. And he went back to Allah. So guess what Allah said? Allah told him, I will appoint you as the angel of death. So now, why did Allah do this? Because the job of angel of death is a job that nobody wants to do. So Allah wanted to show us that. Allah wanted us to know that. Okay. Why is this angel being chosen to be the angel of death? Because he what? Huh? Exactly. He grabbed pieces from the earth and he did not listen to the earth crying to Allah. Got it? So angel of death. So that's how the angel of death works. He goes and grabs the soul. It doesn't matter if the soul is crying to Allah or not. Okay. So now the angel of death cries and says, Ya Allah, at that point, at this time, Ya Allah, people will hate me and curse me. So Allah said, don't worry. I'm going to hide you behind natural causes of death. So when somebody dies of a heart attack, do we say he died because of the angel of death or because of a heart attack? We say heart attack. So where is the angel of death? Are we thinking about him?
No.
If somebody, was killed in a car accident, do we say killed in a car accident or we say the angel of death took his life? We say yes, killed in the car accident. Do you think of the angel of death? No. Why? Because Allah promised the angel of death. Allah said they will not remember you, because I will hide you with the natural causes of death. Okay? If somebody's shot, you say he's shot. He died because he was shot. Actually, he died because of the angel of death. But Allah's hiding it by the shot. You got it? So you need to keep that in mind and look and examine. So now, the reason why Allah did that to choose him is to show us and to show all of his creation the reason for which Allah chose this angel to be the angel of death. Okay? So Allah is trying to get us to what? Know him. So what's the lesson here? Allah wants us to know him by giving us these stories, by telling us about these events, and by putting us through these crises and hardships and everything, and doing the things the way he did.